Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Do not fear, God is near. Galatians 4, verse 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. The fullness of time. How many times do we wonder why the Lord does not take us sooner? Why doesn't He rapture the church and take all the saints to be with Him? There are those that I have who are close friends or acquaintances, and every time we meet, we say, the time is near. The Lord is ready to come at any time, and we are ready to meet Him. The decision is not our decision. The decision is God's decision. Why does He wait? I think part of it is waiting for those who have yet to make the decision for Christ. And rather than being uptight about how long it takes for the Lord to rapture us to be with Him and fulfill the prophecy of end times, we have to leave that in God's hand and be faithful in the time that we have. There are those around us who have never made a decision. They might be close friends, they might be relatives, close relatives even. And we have a broken heart because they keep putting off and putting off and putting off. And our fear is they might delay too long. And when the Lord comes, or if they die before they make the decision, the time will be too late. My mind goes back to the incident that we are told when Jesus is crucified, and there are two thieves, one on each side, that are being executed for the deeds that they have done. They are capital crimes that they have committed, most likely multiple murders, as well as robberies, and any number of violent crimes that they have committed. Only one of those thieves cries out to the Lord, be remembered, and He is forgiven, and we will see Him in eternity. The other thief, who had every opportunity, showed no remorse, no willingness to ask for mercy. We will never see him again. He will be experiencing the horrors of hell for all time, because he neglected to ask for pardon from the one who is able to give him eternal life. We need not fear God, or we need not fear the future, because we know that the Lord is very faithful to His word. God promised that He was going to send His Son into the world, not only to be an example of what it means to be sinless, but also to be the one who would pay the payment for our sin. He knew no sin, and yet He became our sin for us, in order that we might be set free from sin. And in order to receive that, we have to be willing to confess that we are sinners, and we need that forgiveness that comes from Him. Be sure to share with those that are close to you, or perhaps if you have never made that decision yourself, make it now. We need not fear, because we know that God is very near, and He is longing to hear the words that we would pray. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Don't fear. God is near. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have given us eternal life. It's a free gift, and yet it costs you so much. And I pray, Lord, we might be cognizant of those around us who have never made the decision, and might we, in love, share the message of hope with those that we come in contact with, that at this time of the year, we can have that wonderful gift that is above every gift that man could ever receive, the gift of eternal life. Guide us and direct us now, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.